As a public radio listener, you're probably familiar with this song. The All Things Considered theme has had a few variations over the decades, but did you know it was originally composed in Madison, Wisconsin in the 1970s? The song was written by Don Vegley, the longtime music director at WHA, which would become Wisconsin Public Radio. Vegley had been composing original music for WHA for decades. That's why, nearly 50 years ago, he was tapped by colleagues to write the theme song for NPR's first show, All Things Considered.
Bum, bum, beam, bum, 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 ba-dee-dum, right?
That's Vegley on NPR in 1977. He composed a lot of music in his office at WPR. His instrument of choice at that time? Synthesizers.
I now have some additional instruments that I crutch on. Fender Rhodes piano, an arp string instrument. I have a Polymoog.
There's a photo of Vegley hanging up in WPR's hallway. He's dressed in a dapper plaid jacket in his studio, just down the hall from my office.
And he's standing in front of this impressive bank of synthesizers.
That's Nigel O'Shea, a technical director at WPR, who passes that photo nearly every day. He's thought a lot about Vegley, and more specifically, the synthesizers in that photo.
And since I started working here, I've always wondered, where did those go?
These synthesizers and pianos helped create some of the most iconic sounds and film music in public radio. To O'Shea, the gear represents something more than just instruments.
He had this self-contained music factory, like right here in our building, to do all of our interstitials and our music beds and all that type of thing.
This was unique for the time. In fact, Vegley provided this music free to radio stations across the country. His son, Jim Vegley, explains.
He produced lots of music over five decades. And he played the organ interstitials in Studio A. He played piano, and they got small ensembles to play for College of the Air and School of the Air productions, some of which were nationally distributed.
In the final decade of his career, Vegley transitioned to synthesizers. Why make the switch?
It was kind of the cutting-edge sound of its time.
And while this new technology took time for some listeners to get used to, Vegley continued to crank out a ton of music from his Electrosonic studio. O'Shea says Vegley did this to keep things affordable.
He was trying to make music in-house, but to do that without hiring a bunch of musicians and setting up recording sessions.
So we have these synthesizers that are really important in the history of public radio, music, and Wisconsin. And we have no clue where they are. They're not sitting around WPR anymore. Where did they go? Well, O'Shea and I went on a treasure hunt to track them down. And it was not easy. When Vegley retired in 1982, WHA auctioned his equipment off. There are no records of these instruments anywhere. But O'Shea and I know we're looking for a Putney, a Moog, and probably a few other instruments. Hidden treasure number one, the Putney synthesizer. The Putney is the nickname given to Electronic Music Studios' VCS-3. This portable rig was created in the late 1960s and was beloved by many bands, perhaps most famously, The Who and Pink Floyd. The Putney. Vegley composed NPR's first All Things Considered theme on it. We heard a rumor it had been purchased by someone in Madison, but when we went to find it...
Yeah, I knew the guy.
Did
yeah.
you?
Yeah, not well.
Okay.
But I don't have any of his stuff.
A dead end. Next, we're on the hunt for another synthesizer, the Moog. The Moog synthesizer was unveiled in the mid-1960s. One of its most famous early appearances was on The Beatles' Abbey Road. We heard a rumor that Vegley's Moog went to the UW School of Music, so we went to investigate.
This is one of the original, earliest Moog synthesizers.
The school has a Moog stashed in storage. But when we looked more closely...
Do you see a serial number on it?
Oh, look at this. Let's see.
We struck out again. This was not Vegley's Moog. There had to be other synthesizers out there, but where were they? Remember that auction I mentioned earlier? The one where Vegley's synthesizers were sold off after he retired? We found someone who took part in it.
Holy cow.
Tom Nonis leads O'Shea and me down to the basement in his Madison home.
This is my electronic music studio, and I've been doing electronic music since 1973.
For a few decades, Nonis worked as a music composer and sound designer for WHA-TV, now known as PBS Wisconsin. After Vegli retired in 1982, Nonis was given a sheet of paper listing Vegli's equipment.
There was a list of the different pieces that were going up, so it was a silent auction.
Nonis bid about $300 on two synthesizers.
The winners were announced. This is what I got.
Vegli's Arp Quadra. The other, an Arp Soloist. For Nonis, owning Vegli's synthesizers is really special.
When I think about his classic tune, do, 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 having heard that and then going and meeting the man who had created it and seeing where he had created it, it was inspirational. I am indebted to him, really.
Nonis says Vegli paved the way for him to have a meaningful dream job, creating music for public broadcasting. Don Vegli did more than impact one person's career. The songs he created helped set the tone in public media across the country. For O'Shea, he'd like to see more stations create positions for the future Don Veglis of the world. With the rise in podcasting, O'Shea says there's room for more experimentation.
I just kind of hope that maybe in the radio community we can get back to that DIY or self-made kind of model, where we're not looking for canned, already produced stuff, but we're actually making it ourselves.
Don Vegli passed away in 2009. He would have turned 100 years old this month. So, if any of you out there know where any of Don Vegli's synthesizers are, please let us know so we can solve this musical mystery. This story came from an audience question as part of the Wisconsin Project. Submit your question and we might answer it in a future Wisconsin Life segment. Go to WPR.org/Wisconsin. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.